Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is here with some team news, Pádraig, yes?
Yes, Gavin, good morning to you. The Lions team to take on Australia in Saturday's third and final test has been named in the past hour by head coach Andy Farrell. Nine Irish players will start as the Lions attempt to go through a test series unbeaten. There are three players each from England and Scotland, and once again, no starter from Wales. From Sydney, Neil Tracy reports.
Andy Farrell vowed that the Lions wouldn't take their foot off the pedal as they chase a series whitewash against Australia, and the head coach has stayed true to his word after naming his team for Saturday's final test in Sydney. He's made two changes to his team for what is now a sold-out test at the 82,000 Accor Stadium in Sydney, with James Ryan and Blair Kinghorn both coming into the starting team. Joe McCarthy and Mac Hansen continue to miss out with injury, and James Lowe drops out of the first team, but there are still nine Irish players in the starting side, and Ronan Kelleher is named on the bench. It'll be a landmark day for Tadhg Furlong, who starts his ninth Lions test on Saturday, joining Alan Wynne-Jones as the only person to have done that in the professional era, while Willie John McBride, Mike Gibson and Tony O'Reilly are the only Irish players who've played more Lions tests. Andrew Porter and Dan Sheehan packed down alongside him in an unchanged front row, with Atoje and James Ryan at lock, and a back row of Tadhg Byrne, Jack Conan and Tom Curry for the third game in a row. Jameson Gibson-Park and Finn Russell start in the half-backs, with Bundiaki and Hugh Jones in the centre, and a back three of Kinghorn, Hugo Keenan and Tommy Freeman to complete the lineup. Farrell has also gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, but there's still no place for Josh van der Fleer as Ben Earl beats him to a spot on the replacements.
As expected, Shelburne's hopes of progressing in the Champions League qualifiers are over. They lost 1-0 away to Azerbaijani club Qarabag, going out 4-0 over the two legs. Elimination means Joey O'Brien's side drop into the third qualifying round of the Europa League. In the women's event, Athlone Town beat Cardiff City 4-0 to set up a home game next Saturday against Croatian side Agram. Western Fold ran out a comprehensive winner of the Tote Galway Plate for trainer Gordon Elliott. The recent Mayo National winner at Ballinrobe finished strongly on the uphill finish to see off the runner-up Jesse Evans by 4.5 lengths at a starting price of 11-1. And we can hear now from the winning jockey, 19-year-old Danny Gilligan from Athenry.
I really can't believe it, to be honest. I thought when I won it 2 years ago that would be me, but... to come back and finish second in it last year and come back and win it this year, it's unbelievable. I'm lost for words.
You travelled great everywhere and you jumped absolutely super.
Super, yeah. Really, since he's got his nice ground, he's really starting to improve at every run. I wasn't sure after the last day, he got a bit of a hike for winning in Ballinrobe, but I knew he had a live chance, and he's proved today that... he's a top quality horse.
Well, you've delivered again. I mean, you've been delivering for the last long time now, Dan. Things are absolutely flying for you.
Flying, yeah. I've gone a bit of a dry spell there at the minute, but days like this are what we dream of, and I just can't believe it.
That's Danny Gilligan there speaking to Katie Walsh, and Danny's brother Jack finished sixth in the same race on board Buddy One. Rashida Adeleke will miss this weekend's 123.ie National Track and Field Championships at Morton Stadium. According to Athletics Ireland, she's recovering from recent race exertions. The Ireland men's hockey team hammered the host Portugal 9-0 in their Tier 2 European Championship fixture. That's 3 wins from 3 games for Ireland, who finished top of their pool and will face Scotland in the semi-finals tomorrow. Two Irish swimmers have progressed to semi-finals at the World Championships in Singapore. John Short in the 200 metres backstroke and Ellie McCartney in the 200 metres breaststroke. Mona McSharry withdrew from that event. And finally, Justin Heffernan from Wexford has been appointed as the referee for Sunday week's All-Ireland Camogie final between Cork and Galway.